If you've got a question about anything at Ramley tomorrow, just text them through 0419 767 272, and Brad Davidson will do his best to answer. Just in the golf and the PGA Tour as well, the Rocket Mortgage Classic underway. We've got three players tied for the clubhouse lead at 7-under. They are Doc Redmond, Scott Stallings, and Kevin Kisner, all Americans. Kisner, I remember Gowie, I think he made it his overs play yesterday, Kisner. So they're joint leaders at the moment at 7-under par. Morning, Davo, how are you?
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, everyone.
Now, your confidence levels, how are they for tomorrow at Randwick, and how do you expect the track to play?
Yeah, it's a good winter meeting there tomorrow. Jared, rail out 4 metres on a heavy 9, hasn't been updated this morning, the track. But look, a bit of wind around yesterday, so I'm thinking we're going to be around that heavy 8 surface, a good, genuine wet winter track. And with that rail out 4 metres, I'm expecting it to be okay and probably playing sort of 3-4 off the fence and allowing those. So that's the way I'm looking at it, but like any day, we'll just have a look at it as the day progresses.
Has Godolphin got a good filly running around tomorrow? Is it Tallyer? Does she just win, you reckon?
Well, Loz, she's one of the more interesting runners of the day. She returned. She's only had the one start. That was at Gosford back in January, and she was $1.45 into $1.35 that day and absolutely bolted in by 4 lengths. It was a race that produced 5 winners as well, so she's gone up pretty short there off a couple of soft trials. She's definitely the horse to beat, which is 54.5 kilos on her back. I think Best Stone could give her a race there at around the $5-$6 mark. She's trialled up really well for the John Thompson Yard at her home track, and some good form lines last preparation, beating the likes of Dancing Gidget, who's come out and won impressively on the Kensington track on Wednesday. So definitely not across the line, and I think if you do like it, you'll get a little bit better than the price on offer at the moment. But looking forward to seeing her going around all the same.
Now, you throw out a horse at big odds every Friday. Which horse is it for this weekend?
Yeah, it's one in the Tab Highway, Jared. We're going to make a case for number 16, Scarra Bray, here for the Stephen Jones Yard. Now, this horse, its first couple of runs, didn't show much at all, beaten 7 lengths and 9 lengths at Muswellbrook and Scone. But its last couple, it's that wide at Wellington and won with a leg in the air there by 2 lengths over the 900 metres, and then went to Scone over the same trip last time out, went back from the wide gate, but absolutely showed a devastating turn of foot late to score by 3.5 lengths. Now, didn't beat a great deal that day, but her late splits were very, very strong, easily the best of the day. And like I said, she won running away with a leg in the air. And 54 kilos there tomorrow. I know she's got a wide gate. She'll get back, but there's plenty of speed in this highway. And I just thought she might be the one rocketing down the outside if that track pattern plays as I expect. And at around, I think it was $17 last night. I'm not sure what it is first thing this morning, but I thought she'd run us a big race at good odds there, guys.
What about Mr. Dependable tomorrow? That's from Ryan. Davo, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, he's a horse that has definitely got his foot on the till, doesn't he? 2 good runs back from a spell, 3rd up there tomorrow. I suppose the only little concern I've got with him is there's a couple of other speed horses in that race in Dylan's Romance and Tory Joy potentially stepping up to 1,800 metres. So I prefer him when he's able to sort of roll along out in front. But having said that, you've got Tim Clark aboard, who's a great judge of tempo, and I just think Tim will probably ease out of that speed battle, having maybe 3rd the fence or something like that, and really be strong late. So Matawi, the horse that will be coming at him late, but I've got him on top, Mr. Dependable. Another one a bit like Tallyer, guys, that I think will drift a touch later in betting. You'll get probably closer to $270, $3. So if you like him, just be patient. I think you'll get a bit better in the last 10 minutes of betting.
Give us your best.
Yeah, best for me, race 7, number 1, Outback Diva. Look, I just think stepping up to the 1,400, she's in a race that of well-exposed horses, and she's the one on the way up here. 2 really good runs this preparation. Got the job done over 1,200 at Rose Hill last time out. I think the step up to 1,400 suits. She's already a winner over the 1,400 in the past, and she's just, you know, in the top 2 of 8 of 12 to date, where a lot of these don't have anywhere near that record. And nice little claim there for Louise Day as well, considering with the 56.5 kilos. So I'll make her the best. I've made the value race 2, number 16, Scarra Bray, for all the reasons mentioned there in the Tab Highway earlier. Just want to throw out a couple for Muswellbrook today as well, guys, if punters want to get the weekend off to an early start. Race 5, number 2, King Regency. Love the first up win at this track. Then was just bogged down on a heavy 10 last time out. I think back onto a firmer surface today is going to be hard to hold out there in race 5. And race 7 at number 5, Amy Shadow. Gee, she absolutely bolted in first up at Warren by 3.5 lengths. easily the best late splits of the day there, and I think she can take that next step. She comes up against a relatively weak field and gets in nice and light as well compared to her main rival in that race. So they're the two today. Race 5, number 2, King's Regency, and race 7, number 5, Amy Shadow.
Good news for your multi, Loz. He's made Outback Diva his best of the day. You've got it in the multi, and we need Irish Angel to run a place
to run
there
a place
as well.
In South to beat the Bulldogs.
That's $11. Irish Angel run a place, Davo. Adam Pengilly was a little bit hesitant earlier, saying it's a hot race.
It is a hot race, but one thing about it, it was a good win the other day against the bias off the fence, and she should get through the conditions in nice and light. I can't see why she won't. I can't help you with the NRL, though, of course.
What about your West Coast?
Yeah, well, gee, they're due to do something, aren't they?
The Swans.
They won't get the job done against the Swans. And by the way, Dave, have you been to London? Have you been to the church?
The church is what that? I've been to London. I've heard of the church, but I don't know if I've been there.
Ah, right. No,
I wonder if it's still there.
We're getting plenty of text messages coming in about
different
stories.
Church to you, Loz.
Dave, have a great weekend, mate. Thanks,
guys. Cheers.